Okie dokie. Talk to you later. Good morning.
I've been working diligently on trying to figure out how all consciousness is valuable and how to care about people, and I have to say I'm still quite stumped by it. I understand how people make choices and draw things to them, but the whole component with animals, I just can't seem to reconcile. So I'm wondering if a dream I had the other morning was like trying to show me how animals can choose not to feel the impact, the final impact, or the brunt of something. I had a dream that I was in a truck that didn't have any brakes. And it went off the side of a cliff. And the guy next to me said, "Oh Lord," and I wasn't looking, and that was it. I couldn't make the truck land. It was just like we were floating in space. And I was like, well, I guess I'll wake up now because I can't make it do anything else. Was that trying to show me how animals don't suffer?
In what type of situation?
Well, like the Marine that's getting kicked out of the Marines for dropping the puppy off the cliff. Did the puppy never land? You know, did it leave its body before it landed and it started reconfiguring its energy?
No.
So what was that dream trying to show me then?
I would express that it is accurate, but in that type of situation, the impact occurs so quickly that the creature would not feel. They would merely engage the choice of death. And in the moment of death, for a creature or for an individual, that moment is not painful.
So, is that what that dream was trying to show me, or was there a different message that I never picked up on?
That is one layer, but it is not necessarily suggesting that there is no suffering with creatures, but at the moment of death there is no suffering. I would also express that another layer of this imagery is concerning any type of situation that you may not be comfortable with or that you do not feel in control of, but that does not necessarily suggest that what will occur will be negative or bad. that many times when you are engaging uncomfortable situations, you can create a comfortable outcome.
So, was it kind of leading up to the big blowout we had yesterday at work that I think something more comfortable will come out of that? And it got to the point where the container had to explode before anything was going to change.
Yes. But this would be imagery of any type of situation in which you are addressing to some element that may be uncomfortable, but in addressing to what is uncomfortable, you create an avenue in which you can proceed in a direction that is comfortable, which would apply to many situations and many subjects.
Right.
But when an individual incorporates an issue with some subject, initially it may not be comfortable to be addressing to it, but in doing so, the individual creates an avenue or a direction to be comfortable.
Which is kind of what I did with my neighbor. Even though it was uncomfortable that we split up during the hike, I realized, hiking the rest of it by myself, that I created exactly what I wanted. I don't want to have more patience with their kids. For me, they might not realize it, but I was exhibiting a great amount of patience with their kids. And I don't enjoy hiking with all of them. So even though it was uncomfortable at that moment, I realized that I was creating exactly what I wanted to be comfortable from then on out.
Yes.
So the dream was just kind of a reminder, or just kind of bringing the point home?
And an encouragement for Adam. You do create situations in which you are uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
With many different subjects. And in that, this imagery was an encouragement to you that although you may create situations in which you are uncomfortable or you feel a lack of control, you can create a direction in which you will be comfortable, and that is the point.
Mm-hmm.
That this is what you are moving towards.
And I'm starting to see it.
I would agree.
I've been reading some of the first sessions, and you were telling the people, some of the people in that first group, that by understanding their essence more, it may help them while they're here. And I was wondering, is there something you can tell me about mine that might help me out?
This is the reason many times I encourage individuals to be investigating other focuses. That offers you more information in association with yourself as essence, as a whole, so to speak.
Okay.
Which I would express that to you also, for it may be helpful to you in understanding that as essence, you choose to engage physical dimensions to experience and explore all that you can in any fashion. Therefore, the expressions or the experiences or the actions or the behaviors of individuals that you encounter difficulty with now in this focus, you may have engaged yourself in another focus.
Well, I know that I've read that before, but I guess I'm just having a hard time reconciling how you're supposed to find value in these people that torture animals and things like that.
This is the point of differences, and differences of perception. It is not necessary for you to agree or for you to like it, and you are quite entitled to your preferences, your behavior, your guideline, your opinions. But differences are difficult.
I understand it with people, how they attract a murderer or a rapist for their own experience. But you're saying the horse didn't make its choice around the corner. But in the digest of creature consciousness, you say that the animals do make a choice.
They do incorporate choices. They incorporate choices of how they will engage certain actions or how they will respond . Does a creature choose to be abused? No. Creatures do not engage those types of choices. They do choose how they will respond. Therefore, they do choose whether they will continue in such a situation or whether they will disengage. They also do generate choices in which they may present to themselves some avenue in which they can remove themselves from a particular situation. They do draw to themselves also, just as you draw to yourself. Creatures incorporate a different type of existence. First of all, they are much more subjectively based. Creatures are much less objectively engaged than are you. they are much more subjectively aware. In this, they also do not think in the manner that you think. And they are not influenced by beliefs as you are. Now, I understand that this is a difficult concept to understand. Yes, they do incorporate feelings, quite definitely, but they do not incorporate motion, for it is not necessary, for they are so subjectively focused.
So you're saying that they don't incorporate fear?
No, I'm not expressing that they do not incorporate fear. Yes, they do.
Well,
they do incorporate feelings. They do not necessarily incorporate emotions. There's a difference. You incorporate both. You express feelings and emotions. But your feelings are signals, for the most part. Some feelings are not a signal. For the most part, your feelings are signals to gain your attention that an emotion is being expressed, which is a communication. The creature does not incorporate that factor. They do incorporate feelings. They do feel fear. They do feel enjoyment. They do feel distress. They do feel anxiety.
So how am I going to reconcile this? How can I change? I understand that with people, that they make their choices and come together for certain experiences. How am I going to reconcile this with people and animals?
The creatures with humans are an extension of the human. Just as your creatures are extensions of you.
Like the cows in the dairy farms. They're an extension of the person, the people that work at the dairy farm?
And the individuals that own them, or in your terms, own them. They do not actually
own them. Right, so if they're an extension, how am I supposed to find value in this person that's causing anxiety, distress, and harm to something that's an extension of them?
Let me express in this manner. In terms that you will understand. If you view an individual that incorporates an animal, any type of animal, and this individual is brutal in their interaction with the animal, you view that as ugly. You can also view that the individual in themselves is ugly. And they are expressing outwardly what they are doing to themselves inwardly. And they may be influenced by mass consciousness. I will express to you, this is the point that I have been expressing for an ongoing time framework, how each of you contributes to the whole in what you do in your own experiences. If it distresses you that a cow is mistreated, but you choose to consume a steak, in that action, you are contributing to what is occurring. For in your action of consuming the steak, you are projecting that ripple energy of condoning. And I am not expressing to you that you must become a vegetarian.
No, but there are free-range chickens.
Correct.
There are organic, getting organic milk that says on the carton that they were treated humanely. So there are ways.
Yes, you are correct. There are different avenues that you can engage to create that ripple in a manner that is more in keeping with your preferences and not to contribute to actions and behaviors and expressions that are not in keeping with your preferences and that you do not agree with. But also, it is a matter of recognizing in a manner of speaking your lack of acceptance of what other individuals choose or what they do is just as ugly as the individual that brutalizes a creature. For what you are doing is creating the same type of energy, that they are worthless, that they incorporate no value. And that is precisely what the other individual is expressing. And you are confirming it. Therefore, it is the same. How do you reconcile? You recognize that the lack of acceptance, the anger, the negative energy that you express in force in association with other individuals is equally as negative or ugly as the individual that you are angry with. And in this, you can view yourself and the challenges that you have incorporated and the struggles that you have generated, and acknowledge that and recognize that these individuals that interpret actions that are so painful for you are just as pained within themselves. This is the reason that they engage these actions, for they are just as brutalized inwardly with themselves. And I can express to you that I know you understand that. For I know you understand how at times you have brutalized yourself. Perhaps you do not express it outwardly in that type of manner, but consider how brutalized the individual must be inwardly, that they must express that in an outward manner, in a display. When an individual expresses such a lack of concern or compassion or understanding or gentleness with a creature, they are generating that tenfold within themselves. And that is worthy of compassion. For every individual is valuable, and how sad is it that any individual would brutalize themselves?
And somehow, ultimately, the animals are okay?
Ultimately, yes. This is not to say that they do not suffer in situations, and so do you.
But this is a small part of their overall existence, too.
Yes, that is correct. For creatures do reconfigure as they are an extension of you. And being an extension of you as consciousness, not merely you yourself in this focus, being that extension or projection, they can continuously be reconfiguring.
Is it like a person choosing this appearance? Can they choose to come back into a better existence? I mean, would they know if they came from being abused on a dairy farm? Can they say, I want to come back as a very pampered pooch next time? Can they make that choice? Or come back into a less harmful?
Yes, but let me explain. For the direction that you are expressing suggests that this thing is creating itself.
That's what I'm asking.
The consciousness that is configured as any animal, when that disengages, that consciousness does reconfigure, but it attracts to what is drawing it. Such as, we will incorporate your example of a cattle. And in one configuration, the cow may have been drawn to more of a mass expression of consciousness rather than one individual, and therefore has configured in a particular body, in a particular situation. Now, when that cow disengages, that energy reconfigures non-physically, and it is drawn to what is attracting it. Therefore, perhaps that cow will reconfigure and become a cat. And perhaps in becoming a cat, it becomes a cat in a home. Whatever the configuration is of that consciousness, individuals are drawing that configuration of energy.
Okay, so the person is drawing the energy, since we are essence and no more. Could we be drawing that cat because we know where that energy came from and we want to give it a better life this time?
You could be, if you were aware enough of intentionally doing that. Yes, you could. Generally speaking, the energy of a creature, in whatever manifestation it is, remains almost the same. There may be some differences when it configures differently, but basically that energy remains the same. Therefore, in our example with the cow, perhaps the cow generates an energy that is docile and calm and accommodating. And when it reconfigures as a cat, it may be a very lazy cat, a sleepy cat, and an affectionate cat, rather than a bouncy or an energetic cat. whatever the energy is of the particular creature, that remains. Now, that is what you draw. And you configure that in the form that you want. Therefore, it is a matter of attracting the energy that you already possess, for it is an extension of you, and choosing which energy you will attract. An individual that is expressing considerable brutality to themselves will attract an energy that either will be aggressive or will be passive to the point that it can be abused.
So it just all balances out in the end. I'm good with that. So my essence, Yuliva, I remember you saying in one of the sessions somebody had a name that didn't sound like it was here. You said that essence preferred other dimensions. I have a feeling that Yuliva has that preference also. That name comes from another dimension.
Yes.
And it seems like I've had a lot of different creative focuses. Like maybe as a dancer or in music and things like that.
Yes.
So that would be like another theme. There was one exercise that you gave people when they were really enjoying something like music or something, letting go, or then trying to practice that.
Which can also be facilitating in tapping into other focuses in which you may express those types of creativities and qualities more fully.
I had like a glimpse the other day somewhere in California, and it was just like I tuned into something and came back really fast. Was that another focus?
Yes.
Was that Stella?
No.
Because I always get the impression she's in like a high-powered place like New York or Los Angeles or something with that energy.
Yes, you are correct.
The whole money thing, I get this impression that I'm restructuring to a point where it's not going to matter what I do. Like, it's going to give me more freedom to do what I want to do because there's going to be so little left to pay. Is that what I'm doing?
In a manner of speaking, yes, I would agree.
Is it my way of taking the importance off of it so I can create more?
Yes.
That's what it feels like. It's hard though because you have so many beliefs attached to it. But then I just get to the point where I feel like, you know, I keep remembering you saying, like, well, nobody's knocking at the door.
Correct.
But you know, in one session you said, what if you did lose everything and you did become a bad lady? And it just made me think, you know, if you were in physical focus again, I just have to think that would bother you. I mean, you know, sometimes I think that the things that you say, I think you know better than that. You know, Oscar Wilde would have probably minded being homeless.
And at a point he was.
Yeah, oh, he was? And did he mind?
At that point, it began to matter a lot.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like sometimes
I would express to you the anticipation of experiences and the idea of experiences.
It's much worse than me.
Yes. Precisely.
I've gone through enough in my life to know.
The actual experience may not be as awful or as terrible as you perceive it to be, but the idea of it can be quite horrific.
I wanted to ask, first of all, Rick, my co-worker, I wanted to ask his essence name.
Essence name, Jaden, J A I D E N.
Is he intermediate?
Yes.
I seem to be drawing a lot of intermediate people to me lately. And it seems like people that if I would have met them 10 years ago, I wouldn't have understood him at all. But I guess it kind of gives me a sense that, I guess it heightens that I understand more now.
Yes.
Even though when I read my first session that was just transcribed, I was like, man, I don't feel like I've come anywhere at all. I still feel the same way. I still don't like my mother. You know, it was kind of, I kind of felt the letdown there when I read it, because I'm like, yeah, all those things are still true. You know, when she came back through that letter lately, is that, I'm assuming that's part of the emotional wave, I keep seeming to draw all these ghosts out of the closet. And I didn't know what I was supposed to do with it, because I still don't, it was like, was it a check-in to see if I wanted to get back in touch, because I still don't want to.
It is not necessarily a matter of wanting or not wanting to engage. It is a matter of recognizing what you are comfortable with and what your preferences are. But also viewing other individuals in a more accepting manner. This is not to say that you must engage them, or that you must agree with them, or that you must like them. Your likes or dislikes may not necessarily change. And that is not an indicator that you are not creating movement and that you are not being successful.
Well, I don't feel like I accept her anymore either than I did. That's going to be a long road to follow. But I also wanted to ask with Rick, he just seems like he doesn't remember things, or the way he remembers things are so different. I wonder if he spends like a lot of time in a very closely parallel dimension, and he gets confused. It's almost like when you're talking to him sometimes, he's telling you about something that happened over in this dimension.
this would be a very obvious example of how different individuals' perceptions can be. This is not necessarily that he is jumping dimensions, so to speak.
The way I can rationalize it, because some of the things he comes up with, like swearing up and down he's delivered this vehicle, like he's already experienced it. I'm wondering if he experienced it over here and then came back here before it happened or something.
No.
No.
He has experienced it here.
But he hadn't done it yet.
But he had.
Where?
Here. This is a very obvious example of how different perceptions can be, and they are quite real. And whether you witness it or not matters not. That is not to say that it did not occur.
Huh. So he wasn't, like, picking up, like, tuning into a future event?
No. Like, no. Although, at times, this individual does move into a simultaneous position. And there are individuals that do that. They are not necessarily tapping into a future event. They are not predicting.
No.
But they are moving into an in-between perception in which they are engaging the simultaneousness of time, and therefore they are generating the action now that you perceive them to be generating an hour from now.
Huh. That's pretty cool. I wanted to ask a little bit about where we left off the last session. Didn't have time to go in with it, but it stuck with me ever since, when you were saying, I feel like I can create the weight loss easier because it's just me working with me, but with money, I'm working with the energies of others. Because the first thought I had when we split up with that hike that night, which surprised me when the thought came out, I was upset, and I'm like, why am I upset? And I'm like, this thought came in, well, because if I don't like people, I'm not going to get my money. I was like, wow, okay, that's interesting. But I think that's how I took what you said, was, I think I summed it up as, if I don't want to get along with people, I'm not going to generate the money I want. True.
That is accurate.
Okay, so what else?
For you do not perceive yourself to be creating it.
Well, I must be doing something right because my check this month was made a huge jump. And I don't know what I did. So is it like an encouragement that I am doing? I feel like a baby learning to walk. So I must have done some action that I'm not aware of. What am I doing?
Oh, but you are aware of, for you are paying much more attention, and you have been, and you are noticing many expressions. You are noticing yourself and how you interact. You are noticing whether you react or you do not react. You are noticing more of your own energy. You are paying attention to you. You are allowing yourself to be much more present with you. And although other individuals confuse you or irritate you, you are continuing to be consistent in paying attention to you. And in doing so, you are creating an energy that is moving in the direction that you want.
And Peter's here to help me with that. I've drawn Peter to me to not only help me with that, but to also give me confidence that I could make a business out of helping other people. And then I thought I got a glimpse of how we're all connected with the email that I got from Jeff, the guy that I dated. I was having such a bad day, and I saw that he sent me a friend request, and there was just something inside me that said, this is how we're all, this is how all energy is connected. Like, he felt that he picked up somewhere that I needed a friend. And so that's what you're talking about.
Yes.
That's how, that was like a glimpse to how we're all
yes.
connected. So that was cool. Seeing as I came from so far away, it was so unexpected.
Congratulations.
I think, you know, if I can understand this piece with the, you know, it'll take some time to soak in what you said today, but I think it does make me feel better when you say that, you know, I can see where the compassion would come from, knowing if they're expressing outwardly that hurt to something else, how bad they must be feeling inside. And that's where yes. the compassion lies.
Yes.
So I can see that.
Which is not to say that you must agree or like how the individual expresses.
Right.
And in that, it is quite understandable that it is distressing to you. And you can dislike what the individual does, or how they behave, or the choices they engage, but you can also be accepting in a manner of recognizing that that individual does incorporate value also, and that essence is weeping.
So, with me being a political focus, and I was reading that political focus is about connecting with all essences, why am I having such a hard time with this? I guess I would assume it would be easier for me, since that's what it's about.
Not necessarily, Gordon. You are creating a distinction that the people are difficult to connect with, but you do not necessarily incorporate difficulty connecting with essences, for your association of essence is that essence is not intrusive, not abusive, not threatening, but people can be. Therefore, you would not engage difficulty in connecting with essences, regardless of what essence it is.
Okay. I've been trying to connect with you more, like having like our own little sessions. And I kind of got this idea where I picture us sitting like this and talking. So that is a way
Yes.
That I can have other sessions with.
Correct.
And I feel like I've been getting more information from my essence lately. I'm getting more in touch with...
In what capacity?
Well, I guess I feel like some information, some answers I get from you, I feel like I'm talking to you, but then other information I get, I feel like it's, I know it's not your energy, I feel like it's more my own energy.
Yes.
And I'm learning to tell the two apart.
Congratulations, that is significant. Identifying different energies, which is quite beneficial, especially in interactions with other individuals or in time frameworks in which you may be experiencing an energy and be confused for it is not familiar to you as you.
Right.
And then when you can distinguish different energies, you will know when your own energy is being expressed and when another individual's energy is being expressed.
I feel like I'm getting caught in the same cycle at Marks Motors that I did with the Sunrun Company. I had many discussions with John, telling him what I needed and how I needed to be treated, and now I'm finding myself doing the same cycle with Mark. So I guess I feel like I still haven't gotten a message, or I'm doing it again to create a different outcome. I don't want to get stuck in the same trap.
I'm understanding. And remember, it is not a matter of instructing another individual of how to interact with you. It is a matter of you paying attention to what type of energy you are projecting and therefore creating the situation in which you will reflect. If you want to be appreciated, you appreciate yourself, and you do not accept any other expression.
I need to trust more.
Yes.
So, am I drawing some of these experiences to me to help build my trust?
Yes.
Because I still feel like I'm moving in that direction. And then the dream was also an encouragement in that, that I don't have to create the same outcome.
Correct.
That I am moving in a new direction. Well, we have a couple minutes left. Anything that you can add? I'm trying to tap into other focuses. And I know it's a matter of just putting that intention out there and paying attention. Because I do get the glimpses, but I guess I have, like, that slight fear. I felt something the other day where some of that fear was letting go, and I was able to stay somewhere else a little bit longer. So I'm just...
Congratulations.
Just playing with it.
Yeah. Yeah, and experimenting. Okay. And... it is quite beneficial to move in increments, especially if you are apprehensive, and therefore you will not overwhelm yourself.
So this, it feels like this was like a different kind of session this time.
In what capacity?
I guess more... subjective information than objective.
I would agree.
And I think that's like like I'm ready for that next level, and that's what's going to make a bigger difference, tuning more into my essence and me.
I agree. But you are ready.
So what happened? I just got to that point, or...
You have been building. You have been moving. This is the point, my friend, of acknowledging rather than expressing that you miraculously accomplished. You have been moving in this direction. You have been engaging this process.
And now I'm just noticing it more.
Yes.
Was my fish swimming by? Was it my new little shrimp in its mouth that gave me the impression of being eaten alive? And then the next day at work, I felt like that in our big explosion. Was that like a prelim to what was coming?
Imagery. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's funny how even fish can be, you know, so revealing if you're just paying attention.
Quite so.
When me and Petey were coming back, we saw the three turkeys. Was that, what was that reflective of? I thought wild turkeys, I thought you told me before that was about freedom. Was that?
Yes.
And it was kind of like us being together, helping us both get closer to freedom.
Yes.
That's cool. So, yeah. That's cool. I'm getting good at this. And he is a big help. He is a big help in building my confidence in what I already know.
And I am acknowledging of you.
Okay, well, our time is up, and I will be seeing you for my birthday session next.
Very well, and I shall be anticipating of that.
Thank you.
In great appreciation, and as always, in dear lovingness and friendship to you. Au revoir.
Au revoir.